time on this Thursday for Carter Carls to join us. IndyInsider.com, Notre Dame football recruiting update. He's the Fighting Irish football recruiting insider for the South Bend Tribune. He joins us every Thursday at 5:30 to talk Fighting Irish football recruiting. Sean Stiers and Darren Pritchett also with you on this Thursday evening. Carter, how are you?
I'm doing good, but I have a bone to pick with you, Darren.
That's what I hear. I can't wait to find out what I have allegedly done.
Well, it's more jealousy than anything. I was talking with my dad yesterday, and it was good to know that he listened to the show, but he said, hey, who's that guy that goes on with you and Eric all the time? I said, oh, you mean Darren? He's like, yeah, he is really good. He's full of personality. He's got great delivery, really articulate.
Oh, my gosh.
I like this Darren guy. And I said, well, what do you think about me? How do I do? You're all right. So I aspire to be you now, Darren. Maybe one day my dad will be as proud of me as he is of you.
Oh, boy. Well, that was very, very kind of him. So, I don't know, maybe the summer heat gets to him down there in Texas, possibly, but very nice to hear those comments. In this business, normally you find out all the things you did wrong, so every once in a while it's nice to hear something positive. So, Mr. Carls, thank you. I greatly appreciate that. We enjoy having your son on the program, that's for sure. When his cell phone holds up, that's the one thing. Every once in a while it gets a little crackly, so we're going to buy you a new cell phone.
That could be your
cell phone is dragging down your personality and delivery.
That's got to be it. That's the only. So if anyone's ever mad at me, I can just blame my cell phone.
You know what, Sean? You know, we've been doing this program for 25 years now. Once we get into the positive revenue stream, we're going to buy him a cell phone. One of these days we'll get out of the red. That's right. All right. So now that we've taken care of that, let's ask about a Twitter shutdown today. What's that all about?
Yeah, were you guys affected by that? I was going to, I don't know, some of my friends were, and I was, but Twitter was shut down for an hour, which is, I mean, to a millennial like myself, that's like 6 months long. It felt like the apocalypse for a little bit. Did that happen to you guys?
I have not been in front of my computer all afternoon. I did not notice it.
Was that this morning? Maybe that was the hour I was out mowing my yard. I don't know.
It was the afternoon. I think some people had it, some people didn't. It's back now, so everyone can calm down. But
interesting.
There was an hour there where it felt like we were going to lose Twitter, which a big part of my job, a big part of Eric and Tyler's and y'all's jobs. We can finally rest in peace.
Would have had the shakes.
Okay. I'll let Sean kick off the recruiting portion of our conversation.
Well, let's talk about the top safety target, Lathan Ransom. He's going to announce his commitment next Tuesday. Where do you think he's going to end up?
Yeah, next Tuesday, his 17th birthday. Ransom, you know, he was at the opening finals in Frisco last week, and I watched him from afar, and he did a really good job, was a really impressive athlete. Could end up being a five-star when it's all said and done. He narrowed his recruitment down to three schools, Notre Dame, Texas, and Ohio State. He took official visits to all three. I'm really feeling Ohio State here for Lathan Ransom. That's where most people are picking him to go as well. You just watch him all week, and it reminded me of Isaiah Foskey at the All-American Bowl. At the All-American Bowl, Isaiah Foskey was hanging out with Notre Dame guys the entire time. It was pretty obvious that he had already signed with Notre Dame, even though he kept it kind of a secret. And then that came out on National Signing Day. This is the same thing. He was hanging out with Ohio State guys all week, all the commits that were there. Didn't really see much interaction between him and the Notre Dame commits, to be honest. And then his last official visit was at Ohio State, which is pretty much sometimes a telling sign that they're saving the best for last before the summer official visits are over, so I'm feeling Ohio State for Lathan Ransom.
All right, so Carter, if Lathan in fact holds Notre Dame ransom, so what's the backup plan at the safety position for the Irish?
Just with the few defensive backs that I've talked to, it really seems like Notre Dame is taking it. July is a dead period. Coaches are on vacation. There's a reason why there isn't much communication. But I think they feel like they're at a good stopping point. They're at 17 commits for this 2020 recruiting class. And it's really about kind of reassessing and going from scratch and seeing who are the guys that they really care about. Now, I talked with Ramon Henderson, a California cornerback. He says he's planning to take a September 28th official visit for Notre Dame's home game against Virginia. I think Dante Manning, he used to be a big-time cornerback target for Notre Dame before he committed to Oklahoma. Now he's decommitted from Oklahoma, and I think he could possibly take an official visit this fall. Cornerback Christian Gonzalez out of Texas, he took an official visit last month. He could be a guy that will be worth monitoring for Notre Dame. And then there's a few safety options. Elijah Gaines out of Virginia, he put Notre Dame in his top seven. Texas safety Jaron Thompson, I talked to him last night. He's hoping to take an official visit this fall. And then Virginia safety Malcolm Green is one to watch, and is a guy that Chris Tyree is recruiting. So there are options out there, and I think they would probably want to take just two more defensive backs. They already have three committed. I think getting a true safety is the priority, and if they're not going to get ransom, then they'll probably turn to someone like Malcolm Green or Jaron Thompson or Elijah Gaines. But as of right now, it's pretty slow moving for Notre Dame, and I don't think that there's going to be a lot of traction until the fall.
So, Carter, with 17 now committed, how many spots are there still left in the 2020 recruiting class?
Well, it's a fluid situation because I think they kind of want to see where everything takes them. Now, I believe that there's probably three or four spots left. Getting to 20 or 21 commits is probably where they want to see themselves at. But it also depends on a variety of factors. What happens if Jalen McMillan decides that he wants to take his Notre Dame official visit and he, you know, gets reinterested in Notre Dame again? What happens if Michael Redding emerges as an option? What happens if Dante Manning takes his official visit to Notre Dame and really likes it? I think it's dependent on a few guys that are kind of fluid and what they want to do. I think defensive back is still the priority. They want to add a couple more there, and then maybe they add another lineman, maybe they add another receiver if McMillan backs out. So I think it's just a fluid situation, but at the end of the day, I'm only expecting three or four more to commit. And I really think it's a good idea to only have 19, 20 guys committed in this 2020 class, because the 2021 class is pretty loaded right now with plenty of talent. Notre Dame has the number two recruiting class for 2021. I already have five guys committed. So, hey, if you don't reach that number, if you fall short at 19 or 20, hey, that just means an extra body in this 2021 class. So I think, yeah, the situation is one worth monitoring, and not one where it's like, hey, they're totally going to take four, they're totally going to take five or three. It all kind of depends on how things shake out in these next few months.
We're talking Fighting Irish Football Recruiting with Carter Carls, Fighting Irish Football Recruiting Insider for the South Bend Tribune. 2020 class, the quarterback is a four-star, Drew Pine. He's been involved with the opening. He's been named to the Elite 11. It's been a pretty good run for Pine lately.
It has been, and he's going to enroll early at Notre Dame in January, which he'll be the first Notre Dame quarterback to do so since Malik Zaire in 2013. Early enrolling is something that at Notre Dame is still pretty new. I mean, Charlie Weiss is the one who introduced it in the mid-2000s. So I think having him on campus early, having a full quarterback room with four guys in that room if Book stays for his final year. That'll be big time for Notre Dame, because in the spring it was pretty funny watching just Ian Book and Phil Jurkovec go at it, because it was like, where's the third guy? Where's the fourth guy? And so now they won't be as much empty-handed next spring. They'll have four guys in a rotation likely. So, but yeah, Pine has had a very good stretch. I still think 247 sees him as a three-star recruit. Rivals sees him as a high-rated four-star recruit. He's one of the most polarizing recruits. I think he's the most polarizing recruit in this 2020 class committed to Notre Dame. And so seeing him next spring, I'm very intrigued to see, because he definitely has a lot of varying opinions from multiple recruiting analysts.
Who else in this class do you think plans to enroll early next spring?
So there are four guys I know for sure will enroll early. Riley Mills, the defensive tackle out of Chicago. Xavier Watts, the Nebraska receiver that committed last week. Jordan Botello, the drop defensive end prospect out of Hawaii. And then Michael Mayer, the tight end out of Kentucky. And then there's a few guys that likely will, or maybe might, they're hoping to. Caleb Offord, he told me that he's hoping to, but isn't sure yet. Jay Brunell, he goes to an all-boys Catholic school in Massachusetts. He's hoping to go, but not sure if his school is cool with that. And then Alexander Ehrensberger, the German defensive end, he's hoping to do January and enroll then, but you never know when you're coming out of Germany if everything will work out. So it's probably going to end up last class. They had 10 early enrollees, and it will probably be 8, 9, or 10 for this class as well, which last cycle, 10 early enrollees was the record for Notre Dame. So it looks like that number is going to be continued in these following classes.
Carter, you mentioned Brunell. Jay Brunell, 6'1 wide receiver, 2020 class out of Paxton, Massachusetts. You're working on a film study on this wide receiver. What have you learned about him so far?
First thing I learned was how complicated the Massachusetts football system is. I mean, I had to have his dad call me today and explain to me for about 15 minutes how Massachusetts football is constructed. It's very confusing. They have all these different divisions, and Central Massachusetts and Southern Massachusetts have different divisions. I'm not even going to explain it, because it would probably torture you guys. But that's the first thing I learned about Brunell. He was at the Irish Invasion Camp June 9th, and really impressed me there. The thing that's really stood out there in on his film were his hands. I mean, it seemed like no matter how draped a cornerback or defensive back is on this kid, he will always find a way to secure the football. No matter how much of a 50-50 ball it is, a jump ball, or maybe it's a slant and the cornerback has his arms wrapped around him, he's still going to find a way to catch the ball. He's a really tough kid at 6'2", 200. I still think he's fairly raw. He's coming out of Massachusetts where the competition level isn't that great. With his size, his strength, he's pretty much able to dominate whoever is going up against him. He's not playing much Power 5 talent, so he's going to have to develop technique, and he's going to have to learn to become a better route runner and really learn the finer technical aspects of the game. And I think if he ends up enrolling early, which he hopes to do, that will be tremendous for him. I see him as a boundary receiver at Notre Dame. We'll see how that shapes out. He plays outside receiver for his school at St. John's High. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to watching his senior season.
Well, Carter, what do you foresee now as being the next big recruiting weekends for the Fighting Irish?
Well, Notre Dame did not have any favors with their schedule this year. They've got one home night game with USC, and three of their biggest games, Michigan, Stanford, and Georgia, are on the road. Mm-hmm. So really not a lot of prime time official visit weekends this fall. But I still see Virginia and USC being the biggest ones that they'll have. Virginia, September 28th, USC, October 12th. Especially USC, I think that will be a big one. And then with how much this class is wrapped up, I just don't know if there's going to be that many big-time official visit weekends. Bowling Green, New Mexico. I mean, are there really going to be official visits those weekends? I don't really know. I know last year, Pittsburgh, they only had one official visitor, and that was Harrison Leonard, I believe. And so maybe this fall will be more of a chance for them to look at 2021 guys and bring in walk-on prospects and things of that nature. I don't really see many huge, big-time official visit weekends besides Virginia and USC.
All right, Mr. Carls, what type of stories are you working on for the South Bend Tribune and IndyInsider.com?
Yeah, I'm going to be working on that Jay Brunell film study, as well as another film study on Caleb Armstrong that came out to the Irish last week. And then I'm going to, at some point, write a defensive back recruiting primer and just kind of break down what the options are left for Notre Dame.
And you are the featured guest on the Pot of Gold this time for the South Bend Tribune and IndyInsider.com.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's a great episode, so check it out. Yeah, it's a lot of recruiting. An hour and 5 minutes of me yapping on and on.
Wow.
Recruiting, so you might want to listen to it on 2x speed. I don't know if people are maniacal enough to do that. You can do that. I listen to podcasts on 2x speed. My friends think I'm crazy, but I think it's the way to go. So maybe that'll be how they power through the hour and a half or hour and 5 minutes.
I didn't know you could do that, so I learned something. Very good. Carter Carls.
Podcast,
yeah. Okay, very good. Carter Carls, Fighting Irish Football Recruiting Insider for the South Bend Tribune. We always appreciate your time, and enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
As always, thank you. Carter Carls, covering Fighting Irish Football Recruiting for the South Bend Tribune and IndyInsider.com.